We are learning Mesechtas Bamatzia, Daf Ayin Dal Adon Beis, and we're starting on top of Daf Ayin Dal Adon Beis. And the Mishnah said, "Upoisik imoy kishar ha-gavoya," which means that here you set in the price, right? You said you thought you had a great deal. You set the price in, let's say, he's getting 100 pounds for $100. He thinks he got the best price in the world. Because it usually goes up to $200. You have $100, tell everyone about it. And what happened was that by the time that time came when delivery happened, there was so much tefillah in town, they were selling that 100 pounds for $50. So now he says, ooh, I'm not happy about this deal. Could he back out or not? So the Mishnah says it depends. It says, "Upoisik imoy kishar b'shar gavoya." He has to make a psak. He has to tell him right away, I'm setting in a price, but if it goes down, I want the lower price. That's what Tanakhama says. Yehuda says, no. He can still say, either give me the new price or I'm taking my money back. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's what Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to bring a story here, and it has to do with this whole Shiloh of Paisik Imay Bashar Gavaya. Who gavra, do you have Zuzi Lin and Dunya, the Bei Chamua? What happened was that there was a Shver, and the Shver told his new son-in-law, you buy the Tachshitim, buy the jewelry for your wife, and I'm going to pay you back. You know, you buy the stuff. He told his son-in-law, you buy the stuff and I'm going to pay you back because I have to buy some stuff for the house. You buy it, I'll pay you back. So the guy went ahead and bought it. Lemaisi comes to the Shver and gives it to him. The Shver says, how much you pay for it? You overpaid. The price went down. L'soiv zon l'dunya. The price went down. So now this son-in-law wants to return it back to the guy he bought it from. But he bought it, no one hid anything. That was the price when he bought it. The time he got to bring it to his Shver already went down in price, and now Shver doesn't want to take it. So now this son-in-law wants to go and back out from this sale. All he did was give money for it. He didn't make mashiach yet. He gave money for it. He paid for it. He didn't pick it up yet. So also kamei papa on Malay. So papa said like this: if you made up with him, then I'm giving you money. To the jewelry store, and he said that if it goes down, I want the better price. So shakel kadasha, then you can take the price now. V'loy, but if not, shakel kimikari. You have to whatever you made up. That's the price. You can now change your mind. So that's what our papa said. Amle abon la papa v'loy pasik shakel mikara. And if he didn't make this up that he wants to take lower price, if it goes lower. He has to take the original price. It's ma'is dinu. Well, ma'is lekanu. It's ma'is. He let it back out. Ma'is not kaina. He didn't make a shichi yet. Ma'is not kaina. So what's the problem? Let him just back out. I said, of course he could back out, but l'kabuli aleha mishapara kamina. I mean that he's going to have to makabul a mishapara, which is a terrible thing. A klala of mishapara, the one who paid and gave einish to the dar mabul and to the metriim, they're going to get einish. I don't want to take a mishapara. So, and that's what Papa said. Papa said, told his chassan that you cannot be chayzer. If you're chayzer, you have mishapara. He said like this, ipasa kashar gavaya. If you made a psak that you can take the better price, then Meicha Kahadev. The Meicha wants to be Chayzer Mekabel Meicha Mishapara. He's gonna get the Mishapara. Iloi Pasak Lekech, if he didn't make up, then Kahadev, if the Lekech is backing out, Mekabel Lekech Mishapara. Because you have to take the price he said. You didn't speak out this thing that I want the better price. That's what comes out for your Papa. So our Papa's psak is that this thing of Pasak in Mekashar Gavaya tells us like this, that even though you assume when someone gives money something, he wants the better price. Still is a Mishapara. Because you could have had a Havin and said, Mishapara is only people who do things that are wrong. But the mice here, think about it. The buy is not really wrong. The time he came to pick it up, the price changed. But still, Rav Papa is telling you there is a Mishapara on that. So, Amalei Ravina L'Rav Papa. And really, where does it come from? It comes from the Mishnah. It's not really Rav Papa's Chiddush, it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, possibly you have to make a Psak Shor, if not, you can't back out, even though it's only money. So the Mishnah really says this idea that there's a Mishapara, at least a Mishapara on that. So that's where he's coming from. So I'm going to have you know, Rav Papa. Mamayd Rabban, he depleted Rav Shimon. How do you know that our Mishnah is going to go into Rabbanon, who hold that Maya is loy kindness? Maybe I'm a ma'is lekan, but filahachi and still he pasak a shara gavoya shakad hashda he loy pasak shakad mikara and still even though it's not kaina he still cannot back out if he didn't make up the tanai. That's what we're saying now. Maybe not. Maybe our mishnah says he can't back out. It's going according to Rav Shimon. Let's remind ourselves who's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that be'etzem midaraisa ma'is kainos. Be'etzem midaraisa ma'is kainos. And that just only the meicher could be chayzer, not the lekeh. That's what Rav Shimon holds. So maybe he is going to Rav Shimon. Dim Rav Shimon he d'amar meyer is kainos. V'chi pasak kishar gavaya. If you make up, then shakol kihashda. So then you could take like the new price. Eloi pasuk shakam ekara. You can't back out. Mishum the koin leizuzi. Because you're ready with koina. Avla rabbanon bein pasuk and pasuk shakam kehashta. But maybe if you're rabbanon, say if you made up, you didn't make up. If I only gave money, maybe I could back out because the price changed. Daiti inisha tarazila. It's pasuk das. Always a tarazila. The more time is that Rav Papa is making this psak for the son-in-law. Why? Because he's saying the Mishnah says if you don't make a psak, you can't be chayzer. Since they made that Mishnah, is going according to Rav Shimon, holds Maya's kindness. But we hold that Maya's like kindness. It's only a Shalom Mishapara. Maybe Taka. If it's a Shalom Mishapara, maybe if you, oh, Pasak, you didn't, weren't Pasak with Kishar Gavoy, I still could say, no, I'm backing out if you don't give me the better price. Because all it was money. It's not really kinda. I tell me I get a Mishapara? No. There's no Mishapara in a case where, there's no Mishapara in a case where it changes, maybe. That's the more I want to tie into. Maybe. I am Mishnah, I'm going to Rav Shimon with Maya's kindness. What?
It wouldn't be a
Mishapara. It wouldn't be up to Chayzer. It wouldn't be up to Chayzer at all. It would not be up to Chayzer. Not only would it be a Shapara, it can't even be Chayzer because Maya's kindness. It's going to Rav Shimon.
Not
Rav Shimon, there wouldn't be a Mishapara. No, it wouldn't be a Mishnah. It would be a different Shita. It would be a new Shita. I'm saying it would be a new Shita that when it changes the price, there's no Mishapara. We wouldn't have it in our Mishnah, this thing, but this would be. Maybe Pshan Rabbi Yehuda, maybe. That would be Pshan Rabbi Yehuda. But that would be how we pass it because we don't pass the Rav Shimon. So he's saying, why are you making you passing like the Rabbanon of our Mishnah and saying that's going to Rabbanon of that the Mois not Kaina and not like Rav Shimon? If you have Shimon, maybe it's going for Rav Shimon, Mois Kaina. So the Gemara. No. Eimad Rav Shimon, when did Rav Shimon say that the Lekeach can't be Chayzer? Remember, Rav Shimon said there's Mois Kaina, the Lekeach can't be Chayzer. That's Bechad Tara, only if the price stays the same. Betray Tari, if the price changes two different levels, mi Omar. There he never said that a lekeach can be chayzer. And I'm going to prove it to you. Misha parab lekeach l'vishim leslay. If we take Rav Shimon literally and say only a moichah can be chayzer, a lekeach never can be chayzer, so how is it ever possible to have a misha parab on a lekeach? Not possible, right? Can't be chayzer. Maybe Taka. So Mara speaks it out. Mara says, I want to prove you that there are times Lekech b'chayzer. You know when? When by Trey Tari. And it'll be in Mishapara, of course. But he said like this. Eimudav Rav Shimon v'cha Tari. V'trey Tari mi'omah. Dilei teima ochi. Mishapara v'lekech Rav Shimon lesle. There's no such thing as a Mishapara for Rav Shimon. V'chitim ochi na me'i taka. Efshe taka. V'atayim uta b'raisa. These words are locha. These words, following words, are the words of Rav Shimon. He says, M'komokim kacha locha. You could be chayzer. V'omru mishapara. And with the whole klal, my mikol makom. What's the lashon mikol makom? Lab loishon lekeach loishon meichol makabel mishapara. That even well, is possible to have a mishapara lekeach. Elaki kamar Rav Shimon. When Rav Shimon say lekeach never could be chayzer, but chad tara betray tari loy. But by two levels you could. So like this. To recap, Rav Shimon says if I walk into a store and give money for a suit, the suit doesn't change price, and next week I want to come be chayzer. The loch is lekeach, cannot be chayzer. He can't be chayzer, doesn't help me shapara. He doesn't get his money back. Finished. The meicher could be chayzer, but gets me shapara. But if the price changes, then the lekeach come in and say I'm chayzer, but gets a mishapara. Lefi the rabbanon, both the lekeach and the meicher, when he gives money, always could be chayzer, and they get a mishapara. And the same applies even by Trey Tari, it also has a Mishapara. Why? Because once we find Rav Shimon says it's a Mishapara by Trey Tari, why should that be a Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon? That's nothing to do with Mois Kainis and that. That makes no sense to be a Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. That's no reason to be a Machlekes, like Rashi points out. And therefore, we're going to come out, we learn from Rav Shimon to the Rabbanan that Avada is a Mishapara. So now back to our story here. So here, Rav Papa said that this guy. Can't be if he's bechayzer because the price changed. So then he's gonna have an issue of mishapara. He's gonna have an issue of mishapara. That's what's gonna happen because lamaisa, even though the price changed, but lamaisa is still a mishapara. That's what comes out. But the Gemara says only of achar the Rav Ravashi. Why should be any problem with bechlal? But typically the shliach shavi meikara. Stamazai, I don't understand why is a mishapara when the son-in-law backs out. The son-in-law shouldn't back out of it, shouldn't have a problem with Shapara, because the son-in-law over here is not the one buying for himself, he's buying it for his shver. And his shver is the one who's backing out. So what do you want from me? My shver is backing out. So let the shver have a Mishapara. The Sfer says, I made you a shliach to do a good job, not to do a bad job. You did a bad job, you make up a tanai. So it's called a skuna shirasich le'avusi. That's how Rashi speaks out. Rashi says, v'tepiklei, the inkam v'shapara etzal kech nadun yezu, da shliach, shav yusuf eis chamav, asu a shliach lefsoik, v'chamav chazaboy. Ma b'yot shalas, what you do? So Yemev Varens, why don't we say that v'chamua nami, v'chamua nami la'parat v'kulim v'shaparahu, why? The matzi oma hoylok lefsoik kashara gavoya, v'skuna shidartich v'loy la'avusi. With Davi Ivas, this is Davi Ivas. What do you want? Kitsa, the Mar's time is, there's no Mishpari anyway, because it's the Shver being Chayzer, and the Shliach, the Shliach, and the Shliach, and the, whatever, either way, and the Shliach doing a good job. So what's going on? On Malay, it wasn't a regular Shliach there, but Tagor the Zav Mazavin. The case was like this. This guy, this son-in-law, was a Tagra. He was a businessman. All he thought he was a businessman. And his Shver told him, you know, buy me, get a few tachshitim for the chasana. And this guy said, yeah, I have a great deal. I'm in the business. And he went and bought himself. He was planning to make a business. He was charging Shver more money. He got a better price. He didn't make business out of it. So he wanted to buy it for himself. It turned out he wasn't a businessman. It was wrong. So he was really the Gansa Baldova. And therefore, there's a problem with Shepar. Like Rashi speaks out, this guy was trying to make money. And therefore, that's why there's a problem with Shepar. Ad kan the sugya of Mishapara of the trade tari. Zok the Gemara Vaita, the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. This Mishnah is the start of the sugya of Sa'a V'Sa'a. There's an Isser, like we'll see in the next Mishnah, to lend a Sa'a for a Sa'a, which means I want to lend you a case of apples, and right now you have to make apple kugel for chasana, your caterer. I'm lending you a case of apples, and you're going to pay me in 2 months back a case of apples. The halacha is, that's usher to do, because the price might change. It's a sah v'sah. Now, the Mishnah says, malva odom es arisav chitim bechitim lezera. But you could lend your sharecropper chitim to plant. Avaloy lecha, but not to eat, because eating is sah v'sah. We'll see why it's mutter to do it to the sharecropper. We have to wait till Gemara to see that. Now, why is Mishnah speaking out? So Ramiel, because Ramiel was machmar himself. Ramiel malva es arisav chitim bechitim lezera. And Lamaisa, v'yoker v'huzlu v'zul v'hukru noitel mehem k'shar azul. He always took the lower price. Now, which means that even though the chitim, let's say in one case was, the chitim were worth now $100, and he lent him chitim. The time he had to pay back chitim was $200, he only took half the chitim back. And the opposite case as well, the chitim now worth $50, only took $50 back. He always took the less. He don't want to get into any shilas or ribbons or anything. So v'loipen esh halacha kein. El shirot l'hachmer l'asma. He wanted the machmer on himself. So this is our Mishnah that's mechalek between the two things. So el rotzo l'hachmer al atzma. So our Mishnah saying is that Aris could lend, only Mishmila l'chumra, but not, you can't do it for eating. Now why is lending for sheer krav a different? I'm seeing the Gemara. Huh? That's what I'll talk about. Lezera, I have to explain. I have to see in the Gemara. And let the Gemara talk till the bottom moment, then we'll have a clock. Torah Baram. Malva Adam es Arisav, Chitim Bechitim Lezera. Allowed to lend your sheer crop, a Chitim to plant. Vemedvaram Urim Shlo Yara. That's only before he started working. And once of a yard, once he started working, he already went down to the field, also. Then it's also to do this already. Now, our Mishnah wasn't Mechalak like that. So, Maishno Tana did don't loy kamaflig ben yard ben yard. Right, just said it's mutter. Well, Maishno Tana brought the kamaflig ben yard ben yard, and the Bryce is mechalik. And once you say this tarot, it's with a stamp shot of the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Rabbi Idi Asbrinelli, Rabbi Idi explained to me like this. But Asra Tana did don in this the Mishnah, a Mishnah city, Arisa Yar Bizra. The job of supplying the Zera was a din on the Aris. He had to supply the Zera. So ben yard ben lo yard. Until he brings in Zera into the field, the owner can misalik him. You're not doing what you have to do. You didn't bring in the Zera, you didn't do what you have to do. So now, when I give him Zera, he's only starting his job when I give him Zera. Now, when I give him Zera, the way it works is like this. It's a change in the contract. He doesn't owe me any money. Just the contract is, I get the first, let's say Zera was 10 pounds of wheat. The first 10 pounds of wheat belong to me. After that, we split 70-30. That's not a problem, Rivas, because the field belongs to me. The way we're making the chaluka of my field is, I get the first 10 pounds, because that's the zera I gave, this is the owner, and the rest is 70-30. It's not a shayla Rivas. Why is not a shayla Rivas? Because until he started, there was no contract. until he got the zera. You're more than that. Even if he started, until he got the zera, I could have got him more. So the contract really didn't start; wasn't locked in until he actually got the zera. So, but the kama de lo yav bizra, if the sharecropper didn't get zera yet, what's misalikle? Chiyonachis, when it goes down, the batsim al chiyonachis. There's a change in the terms. It used to be 70-30. Now it's first 10, you know, preferred goes to the owner, and the next 70-30. That's to just change the contract. It's not a problem. But ba'aser tanabara mori ariyah bizra. The owner usually gives the tvua, the zera. So ilo yarad, if he didn't start yet, the matzim salak, like a salak, good. So there's that ribbis. But ki chinochis lebotzer, let's say he already started. So there, it's the job of the ki chinochis lebotzer ma ki chinochis. Once he went down, this is then he went down for the new terms. But iyarad, if he already went down, he already started working, lematzim salak le'aser. So pshat's like this. Really, the owner has to give the zera. But here, this field is such a good field, the shear crapper said, I'll take care of the zera, because he wanted to get this contract. He wanted to get it. Look at the bottom Rashi, three lines from the bottom. That's Rashi thought. Zera karka shlo yafa. V'shina menega ir, lahatel al aris. So therefore, if the aris is, before he went down, so then, if he says, give me, I'm responsible for the zera. So, I don't have zera, give me the zera. You get the first 10 pounds because I'm paying for the zera, and then we'll do 70-30. That's fine because now it's our rivers. But if I already started working and then I say I'll pay for the zera and I ask you to give me the zera, there it's already in the sharecroppers or shush. So the terms are set in place. There's a 70-30 term already in place. Now if I pay you 10 pounds, that's a regular saw for saw. So after you're right already, it's too late to change the terms of the contract, and now belives a regular payment of the loan, and that's a problem of saw v'saw. And therefore you're proud. Tanu Rabbanan, and this now explains the mechanics of saw v'saw, explains the halachas. Tanu Rabbanan. So that's by Zera. Zera is different. The reason why Zera is different than our Mishnah, so we say we'll go back to our Mishnah, is because the Zera is not, I don't owe you anything. Just you retain preferred rights in the property. You get the first 10 pounds of the tour. That's not called ribs. It's not called paying it back. I'm not paying it back. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Omo Oidim L'Chaveiroi, Haveini Kor Chitim. I borrow a Kor Chitim, a Kostle Dom. You look at the price that day. The Kor Chitim that day is $100. I make up $100. Let's say Huzlu. Now, that Kor Chitim went down in price. No Yislan Chitim. You could give him Chitim. Hokru nois in the mail. This is fair. It's fair, but just read what it says. I made up a cost of I said $100. I evaluated for $100. If it went down in price, nois in loy chitim. I could pay a chitim. That doesn't sound right. Hokru nois in the mail. When I'm price, given the mail. That makes sense. But the first part makes no sense. Remember, loy kotzatz. I made up a price. How can I give him less? Or his hokkum, I forget. In loy kotzatz, if you didn't do kotzatz, so that's the problem solve itself. So then it depends. Huzlu noit l'chita. We went down in price, you take the chitim. Because I lent the chitim, I get back chitim. And that's not shal ribbis. Hokru nois in the mayim. You can't pay him more than $100. Let's say went up in price. Now this tefuah that I lent is worth $200. I want my tefuah back. You can't give him tefuah back, because that's $200. You just give him $100 back. But so huzlu noit l'chita. Hokru nois in the mayim. And the Ritva speaks out that in loy katzat, let's say huzlu went down, so you give him back the chitim. Could he say, give me $100? I want $100. I'll lend you $100. $100. You can't do that either. Those are rivets. Because I lend you chitim, give back chitim. So the bottom line is, we see from here, the first thing to have by Savasaw. For example, Savasaw is, if you lend in America, shkolim, that's Savasaw. So I lend you 100 shekels here because you need it for the taxi, for the monet. When you get there at Israel, I give you $100. When you come back from Israel, I give back 100 shekels. Not 1,000, 100 shekels. I gave you 100 shekels here for the monet. And when you get there at Israel, you'll get more shkolim, bring me back 100 shekels. That's a problem of Savasaw. Why? Could a price fluctuate? So you're not allowed to do the halva. And if you did it, the only way to pay back is to go into the date, look at the day you borrowed 100 shekel before Pesach, look at the date, 100 shekel that day was worth $342, I only want to pay him $342. That's it. Even though now, that 100 shekel is worth more or less, that's what you pay him. If it's whatever, if it's worth more, could not. But if the dollar went up, you can't pay. If the shekel went down, you give him shekel. But if the shekel went up, is worth more now, you can't give him the shekel, which is worth $360 now. You give him $342. That means you pay the money. And if it costs like dumb, that's the best. Costs like dumb right away, then you owe him that much money. What was the question?
I was asking my son, he was thinking about doing it.
He needed money for the money, same case. Right, yeah. Give him one shekel. Give him one shekel for Matana. No, go ahead.
Borrow 100 shekel from his friend.
Right.
And pay him back in Eretz Yisrael the 100 shekel.
In Eretz Yisrael, you mean Eretz Yisrael? He's not Eretz
Yisrael. His friend and him are going to Eretz Yisrael together. He doesn't have money for the taxi.
Okay.
He's borrowing money from here.
Right.
I'll pay him back when he gets Eretz Yisrael and they're both in the deal.
That's a problem also, yeah. It's a problem also. Same problem. You go back to the car, whatever. You go back to the place where you made the loan, that's the problem also, yeah.
Nothing helps to make. I'm giving him.